This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Number two of Ben and Woods on a Friday morning, National Donut Day. So unsurprisingly, a box of donuts made its way into a radio station from the new Randy's Donuts down the street here.
Randy makes a fine donut.
Decent donut. Thank you, Randy. I don't know if he brought them in personally. I don't even know who Randy is. I know he's got that big giant donut near where the Forum used to be, SoFi Stadium, right off the freeway there up in Los Angeles, the 405. But, yeah, decent donut this morning on National Donut Day.
Ben, would you say you like donuts?
I do.
Yeah, donuts are delicious.
I mean, doesn't everybody like donuts?
Of course.
God, I do. They're like such a, well, they're one of like 100 weaknesses that I have, but they're up there.
It's very hard to resist a good donut.
It is.
It's hard to resist a mediocre donut, actually.
Well, I'm glad you like.
Sometimes they leave a little bit of
a film.
Film inside my mouth.
Mine's a little filmy right now.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that you like donuts, Ben, and I'm very excited for this moment. This is a momentous, momentous day. On a scale of 1 to 10, how nervous are you?
6.
6, okay.
7.5.
That's about where you usually are.
9.
Yeah, 9, okay. Well, this one, I think you're going to enjoy this one.
Yeah, you don't have to be nervous.
No, we've gotten Ben many, many times. You guys know we've snuck in liners, and he's read, you know, Welcome to Pound Town, and you know, all kinds of fun things, you know, Dixie Normus and things like that. This one took a little bit more time. This was the long game. Now, Paulie noticed last year, it made him laugh, and it made me laugh when he told me, because Ben likes a lot of stuff. And I said, he does. He's a positive guy.
I mean, I like a lot of things.
I like a lot, yeah.
But Ben really likes a lot of stuff.
Now, Paulie and I are both disciples of the great Howard Stern and listen to Howard Stern a lot. So it was right at the end of last year. He's got somebody on his staff that pulls together. They listen to every second, and they make a note when Howard says he hates something. I hate this. I hate traveling.
He's more of a negative guy.
You like a lot of stuff. And I go, Paulie, start if you can, if you remember. And listen, Paulie knows this. You know this. Our audience knows this. I have a lot of harebrained ideas. A lot. And I'll go, ooh, and I get excited about something for 10 seconds, and then it goes away, and we forget to do it or whatever. You guys go, yeah, sure. And then it just goes into the ether. Paulie, the diligent soldier that he is, has been collecting for 6 months things that you like. We have been working on this. We have been commiserating. Paulie,
are you bringing them all in on a cart?
They're all coming in on a cart. Yes, enjoy. Here they
should be in the lobby right now.
So, Paulie will call me in.
I mean, the Stern thing, it made me laugh so,
it's so hard.
It's like
me.
They do the whole month of December on the Howard Stern show.
It's like a big recap. Yeah.
It's like a dump. They get rid
dump
of all
their stuff.
They have hours of content that they never got to on the show, and they just kind of throw it all out there.
Must
and one
nice.
Of them was, it's Howard going, I hate this.
I hate this guy.
I hate you. I hate this.
So,
I hate that.
So Paulie has been pulling and saving all of the things that you like for 6 months we have been crafting this bit. 6 months. And today
Why today? Why is today the day?
We had a number in mind.
Okay.
It was 50. We wanted 50 things you liked. And you heard Paulie in the opening segment.
You and I were about at, I don't know, 23 or 24 a few months back.
Yes.
And we were ready to go.
We were ready to go.
But we put it all together. It was about 30 seconds. It wasn't good enough. We said, let's hold off. Let's be patient.
Yes. Let's really do
this. Let's practice some patience. Let's get to 50.
Let's get to 50.
And this morning, in foreplay, about 6:08 a.m.,
yep.
You guys were talking about Javier's?
Jorge's.
Yeah. You mentioned maps, Woods.
Yep.
And Ben said, I like maps.
I like maps, too. I like
and
maps, too, though.
I heard it. I pulled it. I played the alarm. We hit 50 this morning.
50 is the day. Paulie's been putting it together for the last 45 minutes.
I've been working very hard.
All right, is this it? I'm gonna have to turn my mic off.
Do not. You're gonna.
Because I'm gonna talk over. I'm gonna laugh over.
I'll leave my mic on. Ben, leave your mic on. They'll hear Woods in the background. All right. All right,
I'm out. Are we already doing this?
There's a few of them in here. Ben likes something where you already are stepping on him a little bit. So don't ruin this moment.
Okay.
We've been working too hard.
All right. I'm turning.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I'm turning this off. These are
everything Ben likes.
I like good, juicy, sweet strawberries.
I like a good marching band. I like a good thin pancake.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
I like a barbecue chicken pizza. I really like those seats. I like a midnight buffet. I kind of like the smell of soft scrub. I like more of a small derriere. I like cake.
I like it, Sheeran.
I like both a hamburger and a cheeseburger. I like clocks. I like how I've kind of set up my life. I like grasshopper pie.
Oh, no, I like it creamy. I like good, firm banana.
I like just looking out at the sea. I like eating.
I like moist.
I like curry.
I like big butts.
I like fried Brussels sprouts. I like more of a firm filling. I like corn.
I like Nordstrom.
I do like musicals.
I like pepperoni. I like nice hotels. I like Nick getting a start today. I like nuts. I like Steph Curry. I like that song.
I like Squirt.
I like sake. I like San Diego State.
I like Straight Up, Paula Abdul.
I like the beef and broccoli. I like to mix it up. I like science experiments. I like that song. I like the crispiness of the waffle. I really like cheese. I like the little lunch meat. I like very straight lines. I like cannelloni. I like a well-crafted headline. I like brown sugar. I like maps. I'll say I like Justin Turner.
It's better than I ever imagined, Paulie. It's better than I ever imagined it could be. Now I'm going, well, we should have gone to 100 because I want it 1,000 times.
I want more.
Well, Dad, I'm going to stop liking things,
oh
so I'm going to be a little more self-conscious about saying it. I did not realize I said I like so often.
It's a little bit exposing. You maybe need to work on that. You don't have to like everything, Ben.
Dude, that is so good.
Oh, my God.
That is so, I like Squirt. I like science.
Soft drink.
I get it.
It's the soft drink.
Allegedly. You like firm things, I notice. I like a good firm banana.
Filling.
I like a firm filling.
Most of the, out of 50, I'd say 40 of those.
I don't remember
food.
Some of them. I feel like a firm filling was when, you know, the pie filling oozes out.
Disgusting.
I like it when it
I holds also,
its shape a
I like
little
a,
bit.
I also like a firm filling, Ben.
Bro, I was getting so impatient. Like, there was one in there, I remember, in particular. Ben says, I like San Diego State. Now, Ben does like
San Diego State.
But I think we were talking, it was March Madness or something, and we were talking about the game that night.
Yeah, who do you like?
And I think Ben said, I like San Diego State to cover or something like that. I just had to pull it. Clip it. I like San Diego State.
How did Justin Turner got into the
How
mix.
Do you like Justin Turner?
Because I don't feel like I like Justin
well,
Turner.
Why
did
that
I
say
I
said
like Justin Turner?
That was not at all manipulated.
It wasn't
that
like was, you. You'll never it. Hear me say, I like Justin Turner.
Yeah. Right.
I'll say, I like Justin Turner.
Would it be bad to ask for it one more time? Just right now. We'll
Let's
probably play it later in the show.
Put out the phone number.
Okay, we need a contestant for Take on Woods.
That made me so happy.
833-288-0973. Play our musical trivia game. Try to qualify one more person for our Vegas getaway for the month of May. I know it's June 2nd, but last week of May, technically. So call in now, 833-288-0973. And we'll play our game after another rousing rendition of
Things. This won't be the last time we play it this morning.
Things Ben likes.
You can leave your mic on for this.
All right, good.
Oh, my God. Here we go. Things Ben likes.
I like that music. Yeah.
I like good, juicy, sweet strawberries.
I like a good marching band. I like a good thin pancake.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
I like a barbecue chicken pizza. I really like those seats. I like a midnight buffet. I kind of like the smell of soft scrub. I like more of a small derriere. I like cake.
I like Ed Sheeran.
I like both a hamburger and a cheeseburger. I like clocks. I like how I've kind of set up my life. I like grasshopper pie.
Oh, no, I like it creamy. I like good, firm banana.
I like just looking out at the sea. I like eating.
I like moist.
I like curry.
I like big butts.
I like fried Brussels sprouts. I like more of a firm filling. I like corn.
I like Nordstrom.
I do like musicals.
I like pepperoni.
I like nice hotels.
I like Nick getting a start today. I like nuts. I like Steph Curry.
I like that song.
I like Squirt.
I like sake. I like San Diego State.
I like Straight Up, Paul Abdul.
I like the beef and broccoli. I like to mix it up. I like science experiments.
I like that song.
I like the crispiness of the waffle. I really like cheese. I like the little lunch meat. I like very straight lines. I like cannelloni. I like a well-crafted headline. I like brown sugar. I like maps. I'll say I like Justin Turner.
God, I love it.
I think the ones that kill me are just the occasional. I really like.
Yeah, I like a crispy waffle.
The ones that stand out to me are just looking out at the sea.
The sea. That was. I like and, just looking out at the sea.
If you paid me $1 million, I couldn't tell you what we were talking about that got Ben to go. I like just looking out at the sea.
Corn. Bless, dude. And the thing is, Paulie. We just started this 6 months ago. Imagine had we started it on day one.
Oh, my God. Oh, we could do a whole show. Literally, of all the things he liked.
A lot of people say, I like clocks.
Why do you like clocks so much?
I think we were talking about the Coldplay song, although I do like clocks as
well. I like clocks. I like clocks. This Coldplay song,
I do like that. I like both that song and I like actual clocks, like Big Ben, you know, with the big hands on the clock.
I'm sweating. I'm sweating.
I like it creamy.
I know that'll not be the last time we ever hear that.
I loved it, man.
We've got some contestants calling in. Let's get to today's game of Take on Woods.
It's time for Take on Woods.
Woods. Woods.
All right, looks like we got Wyatt calling in. Is this Wyatt?
Yep, this
All right.
It is.
You are the guy. Contestant today on Take on Woods, playing for our grand prize. You beat or tie Woods. We will put you into our drawing. Last person, possibly, for a two-night stay at the Westgate Las Vegas and tickets to Little River Band. They will be performing on August 5th at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino's International Theater. All right, you get to go first. Five musical questions, and then Woods comes in. Same five questions, and we'll compare scores at the end. Your advantage is picking the category. Here are your choices, Wyatt. We've got Lil Rappers, five different rappers who use the diminutive Lil. We've got The Butcher's Knife. This is a listener-submitted, a Tier 1-submitted category from Anthony the Butcher. Everything having something to do with meat in that category. And we've got In the Pantry, which are five bands whose names all include something you might find in your kitchen pantry. So of those three categories, Lil Rappers, The Butcher's Knife, or In the Pantry, Wyatt, what would you like to play?
Let's go with Lil Rappers.
Lil Rappers. All right, this one's pretty simple. We're looking for five different rappers, and they all put the name Lil in front of their stage name. You'll have 60 seconds. If you don't know an answer, just pass. We'll come back to it. We'll start with our two-second song. Paulie will play a bit of a rap from one of those guys. You need to give me both the title of that song and the artist. I'll let Paulie set that one up as we get going, and then Woods will come back in, and we'll see how you do. So, Wyatt, are you ready to play?
Yep, I'm ready.
Paulie, you ready to go? I'm giving him one more second here to cue this one up just because we got to get it right on. All right.
Got it.
We go. 60 seconds on the clock. Category is Lil Rappers. Your time begins when Paul plays our rap. Good luck, Wyatt. Let's take on Woods.
Turn down for what, Lil Jon?
Correct. Which legendary rapper has released five albums featuring his real last name, Carter, in the title?
Lil Wayne.
Correct. Born Symeer Woods, which Philadelphia rapper is characterized by facial tattoos and piercings and prefers the use of gender-neutral pronouns?
that Lil Peep?
That is incorrect. Which Atlanta rapper has risen to prominence in the last 5 years thanks to successful albums including Harder Than Ever and My Turn?
Pass.
Which rapper topped the Billboard Hot 100 charts for a record 19 weeks in 2019 thanks to a viral crossover country rap hit?
Lil Nas X.
Correct. Let's go back to which Atlanta rapper has risen to prominence in the last 5 years thanks to successful albums including Harder Than Ever and My Turn?
Atlanta rapper, Lil rapper. Let's go Lil Peep again.
All right. That one's Lil Baby. And the other one, Symier Woods, is Lil Uzi Vert. But you did get three.
You got three. That's going to be...
That's not bad.
That's going to get a dub.
I think that's a good chance. Hold on the line there, Wyatt. We'll bring in Woods. You got to turn down for what, Lil Jon? You got Lil Wayne. You got Lil Nas X. All right. Woods is coming back in. Wyatt's score is locked in. Let Pauly reset her 2 second song. Woods doesn't get the category. Going to make it, I think, much tougher for him. We'll see. 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins when Paul plays our music. Good luck, Woods. Let's take on Wyatt.
Pass.
Which legendary rapper has released 5 albums featuring his real last name Carter in the title?
Carter. That's... Pass.
Born Symier Woods, which Philadelphia rapper is characterized by facial tattoos and piercings and prefers the use of gender-neutral pronouns?
Pass.
Which Atlanta rapper has risen to prominence in the last 5 years thanks to successful albums including Harder Than Ever and My Turn?
Pass.
Which Peace rapper tops the Billboard Hot 100 charts for a record 19 weeks in 2019 thanks to a viral crossover country rap hit?
Oh, Lil Nas X.
Correct. Go back to our 2 second song.
That's Turned Down for What by Lil Jon.
Correct. Which legendary rapper has released 5 albums featuring his real last name Carter in the title?
I know Carter.
Gotta go.
Carter.
Oh, and that is the game. And by a 3-2 score, Wyatt has beaten Woods today in the category of Lil Rappers. You got Lil Jon and you got Lil Nas X. The ones you missed, Carter is Lil Wayne.
That's
Symier Woods, your brother, is Lil Uzi Vert, and the Atlanta rapper at the end, that was Lil Baby.
I thought you might say Jay-Z, Sean Carter.
Sean Carter. That's probably what I was going to
Lil
say.
Lil Wayne had the album, was like The Carter. The Carter 2, The Carter 3,
okay.
The Carter 4.
All right.
Good job, Wyatt. Hang on the line break. Paulie will get all your information and make you the last person in our grand prize drawing and the month of May, and we'll give someone a call next week and find out who the winner was of the trip to Las Vegas. But nicely done. Why, you even get to pick a Daily Diddy if you want to start thinking about that for Monday. You get the selection, stealing it from Woods with an outright victory. Probably not your favorite category ever.
I did not like that category.
Give you a little bit of trouble.
It did give me a little trouble.
Thank you for that, Paulie. All right. We got Don't Do This coming up next, and then Craig Elston at the bottom of the hour with a Crossing Stream segment on a Friday. It's been a while since we've had Craig on a Friday. Stay tuned for all of it coming up here on San Diego's number one sports station. We're back after traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
And you can get live coverage of every Padres game on 97.3 The Fan through the Odyssey app. Wherever you are in the San Diego area, listen to every pitch of the Padres on Odyssey. Just download the free Odyssey app and search 97.3 The Fan to get started. Fresh off a rousing victory for Wyatt in take on Woods, it is time for Don't Do This. Paulie's actually going to get us started today.
Yeah, just an update on a story we talked about yesterday, Shannon Sharp leaving Undisputed and FS1. And the update that I saw from Awful Announcing was that Skip Bayless is going to have final say on who the replacement will be.
Okay.
And which I don't really have a problem with that.
No.
Guy should have a say. Yeah,
absolutely.
Who his co-host is going to be.
I got to work with this guy.
Right.
I had a say on my co-host before this show started.
I really didn't.
You didn't have much of a say, did you?
I was lucky to be here.
But the rest of the headline was, he won't hire, quote, anybody who challenges him.
What?
Right, that's weak.
It's literally a debate show.
It's a debate show.
Is to find someone who's going to challenge you.
We don't debate a lot, but that's just our personalities. I would rather.
But you guys do challenge each other.
We do, and I would rather, like, make it organic than the old standard. You need to get into it, you know, about this, and I'll take this side, you take that side. Mm-hmm. That never happens. If you hear us, if Ben makes a point I agree with, I'm going to go, yeah, good
I
point.
I mean, you know, I could take a third job. I could not challenge Skip Bayless for a lot of money.
Dude, no. If they offered you that gig to go in there and sit, I'd go, all right, you got to do what you got to do. They're going to pay you a buttload of money.
I'll still do this show.
God bless. You trying to die?
No. I mean, I can do that. Okay. I can tape in between in the middle of the day with Skip.
Where? In L.A.?
No. I'll go into the L.A. studio, and then I'll come back here. We'll be fine. We'll make it work.
All right.
So I just have an addendum to that story for you, Paul, from the guys at the Big Lead. Watching the postgame show last night at NBA Finals, Charles Barkley went a bit off topic. He said, he's like you, Woods. He's not on social media, not on Twitter. So he says he gets all of his news from Bleacher Report. You get all your news from The Athletic. He gets everything from Bleacher Report. And he said he read an article that said, quote, if you work with the damn idiot, they'll buy you out.
With the what?
Damn idiot.
You can't say damn.
That's what he said. I'm quoting him.
Well, just say it.
Okay.
Say damn.
Damn.
About damn time.
That, of course, talking about Shannon Sharp getting bought out. So he's the idiot in question would be
Skip
Bayless right there.
It'd be hard to go into that place with that guy on a daily basis. It would.
Yeah. A lot of money.
Now all I can picture is Charles Barkley just scrolling Bleacher Report all day.
Sit at home and scroll The Athletic. I don't miss it on Twitter, but I do miss the updates of things. I'm days behind everybody else.
There's been at least 10 times in the last 2 weeks where you've tweeted news.
I have not tweeted news.
You've texted news to us like, oh, and I'm like, we saw that like 8 hours ago on Twitter. Where have you been? But I know where you have been, Twitter.
You know where I've been? I've been in a good mental headspace and a better father. That's where I've been.
I'll say it. You're crushing it on Instagram.
I'm crushing it on Instagram.
I like opening up Instagram and seeing a Ben and Woods story.
A video?
Just 10 seconds of you, some thoughts on the game.
Yeah.
Paul likes opening up Instagram.
Yeah, I like Instagram.
I got a little small, tiny, kind of boring update.
Not as much as Ben likes pancakes.
Thank you.
That's true. Small, kind of boring update, but I told you about the NBA referee Eric Lewis and his burner account, his alleged burner account. I mean, this is a guy that's been in the league for tons of years, Ben. And they have said to him, NBA spokesperson said, yeah, you're not going to be working the finals. You're not going to be needing your whistle anytime soon. He will not work the NBA finals because there is a current investigation going on into those claims that he did use a burner account. He said, regarding Eric Lewis and the social media posts, we're continuing to review the matter, and he will not be working the finals. Imagine That's, I mean, you live to work the NBA Finals, the World Series, whatever. And you know, because of your dumb burner account, you now can't. You can't do it. So probably cost himself a little bit. So 19-year veteran of the league. He's officiated over 1,200 regular and postseason games. And he's going to be watching from the sidelines.
You know what? And I understand. They have a policy, and he may have violated the policy. It feels like we're almost equating him with Tim Donaghy here. He's not accused of fixing games or anything. He's accused of defending himself and his colleagues on social media.
It's true.
Not the worst thing
in
the world.
It's true. No. He should not be. They're not going to lock him up.
All right, finally, I'll keep it in the NBA for this.
DD Mega Doo-Doo.
I'm going to credit Adam Silver. I already think he's the best commissioner in sports. Had his NBA Finals news conference yesterday and was asked, as you would expect, about the Ja Morant, the pending Ja Morant, the investigation, and everyone thinks could be
pending other Ja Morant
suspension coming after he posted himself on social media with a gun again after that cost him 8 games and a trip to rehab last season. And he said, I really do not want to distract from our marquee event here, the NBA Finals, but he did say, quote, we've uncovered a fair amount of additional information, I think, since I was first asked about the situation. I will say, we probably could have brought it to a head now, but we made the decision, and I believe the Players Association agrees with us, that it would be unfair to these players and these teams in the middle of the series to announce the results of that investigation. It certainly sounds ominous for Ja Morant.
If you're Ja, this is excruciating.
For all we know, maybe he already knows.
He might.
His agent might know.
His agent might know.
I mean, 50-game suspension or something?
Yeah,
absurd?
Who knows?
I don't know.
Something insane. But
I love that move by the NBA and smart. By Adam Silver. It's not just smart.
It's thoughtful.
It's thoughtful.
Yeah. It's very thoughtful.
I mean,
courteous.
They were talking about it, the guys in for DA this morning, that maybe he should have said no comment, because now everyone's going to wonder and try to, you know, Woj and Shams are going to try to find out what's going on. Who knows this? We can break this news now.
They're probably doing that anyway.
That's true.
They always were.
They didn't forget about the John Morant story because
the finals.
Just because the finals were on.
Yeah.
And that's a don't and do this for a Friday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
We should have saved a good chunk of time for Craig Elston to join us, give us a nice fleshed out Crossing Streams recommendation. We will talk some Padres, of course, as we always do. That is coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I just found out that today's Crossing Streams recommendation is a show I know my eldest son, big fan of. I watched a little bit of it. I wasn't quite as sure. He said, yeah, I wasn't sure you'd love it, Dad, but he loves it. Shelly was watching it. She loved it.
You're tough to gauge on what you like. Like, we tried to get you
even
to
though
watch.
I like everything.
Yeah, you like, I mean, you like crispy waffles and a firm filling and squirt.
Didn't have any loves in there, though.
It's true.
He likes everything.
We've tried so many times, Paulie, to get him to watch, you know, really good comedies. He's very difficult with comedies. You're very highbrow.
I don't know that it's highbrow. It's just I'm very dry, very dry, And when the comedy is just so in your face, sometimes it's not, it doesn't make me laugh as much.
So like Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, not my favorite.
I almost urinated on myself when I saw Dumb and Dumber.
So
I mean, I was like down my leg almost. I was like, I'm screaming. Something About Mary.
Again, not.
So we've tried
even to
The
me.
Hangover.
The Hangover.
But like George Carlin makes
well,
me.
Well, he's great.
So
but that's
that makes
stand-up.
Me laugh.
That's stand-up.
That
that's different.
Of, yeah.
Give me a movie.
A funny
What's
movie.
What's your funniest
a
movie?
A funny movie that I love.
Don't say Caddyshack. Because even you probably are like, yeah. Like the gopher.
Well, doesn't everyone say that? The gopher's dumb.
My kids like the gopher.
Yeah. But one that like really I think is funny.
Yeah, what's
like,
the
funniest movie? Major,
what's the funniest
movie? Major League is funny
okay.
to me.
All right, all right.
Major League is
Give
funny.
Give me a funny non-sports
movie.
Sports movie, you sports robot.
You wouldn't say it's a comedy. You'd say it's a sports movie.
It's a comedy. Yeah.
It's a sports comedy.
Sports
but it's,
comedy.
But it's a sports movie.
What is your... We tried to get him to watch like...
Superbad.
Superbad.
Wedding Crashers.
He didn't like I love
school.
He didn't like I Love You Man.
Yeah.
Which is basically he and my relationship.
100%.
It's us. And he's like, yeah, I don't get it. I don't like it.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Yeah, probably didn't like that.
Probably didn't see it.
I liked Meet the Parents.
Oh, genius. Right.
That was pretty good.
Give you that one.
That was
really,
pretty good.
Really,
was
really funny. Yeah. Yeah. Really funny. Meet the Parents 2, terrible. Beyond terrible.
Just watched the first one a few days
it's
ago.
So brilliant
I
every
love
time
it,
it comes
love it
on.
So
God
much.
De Niro is just unbelievable.
They say genius is Pitt Green.
But you didn't pick
but
it.
But you didn't pick it.
He's so good. I'm really glad I don't have daughters because that's exactly how I would be if I had daughters.
National
exactly.
Lampoon Vacation and
okay.
Christmas Vacation.
Okay, good.
Both
good.
Of those, funny.
That's a little bit in your... Chevy Chase
Chevy is
very dry.
Yeah.
He's my goat, dude. Fletch, did you like Fletch?
Yeah, Fletch wasn't bad. Steve Smith just touched
Fletch. These are all from the 80s, early
like Uncle
80s,
Buck.
By the way. Uncle Buck.
The Jerk, Steve Martin.
That was good. But that's in-your-face comedy.
Yeah, that's not my... That was when Steve just texted me.
Okay.
Just, you know, there's different styles of comedy.
There is. You're just tough. It's tough to recommend a comedy to you.
It is. I'm
and,
not,
and this
it's not easy.
This show is a comedy.
Is this show... Is this sports
no,
adjacent
this.
Comedy? This
Craig's,
show?
Craig Show.
Oh, okay, yes. Craig Show.
Craig Show is a comedy.
I thought you meant this show. Ben and Woods is a comedy.
He's ready. Let's get to
it. All right, let's get to traffic, and then we'll talk to Craig right now on 97.3 The Fan. All right, let's go out to our premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. We are joined right now by our friend Craig Elston at 619 Sports with the San Diego Sockers, the Crossing Streams podcast, and really much more. He's a very busy guy, but makes time for us on Fridays. Good morning, Craig.
Morning, fellas. How are you?
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Doing great. Doing great. Much better after a 7-run inning. You know, I didn't know the Padres had it in them.
We didn't either. And Ben was chiding me for my, I'm not practicing really what I preach, Craig. And which is, he's right. He's absolutely right. He asked me, I was so bummed after the loss yesterday morning. And then he said, how are you going to feel tomorrow if they win? Being today, I said, I'll feel elated. And that's exactly how I felt this morning. It was, they are definitely affecting my moods. It's much easier without Twitter. I don't get in the weeds. I'm happy for 15 minutes. I'm sad for 15 minutes. So that's just how it's going. But new edition looks pretty good so far, Craig. That's
real,
been nice
real
to
or
see.
Mirage, would you say?
Yeah, real or mirage.
For Gary Sanchez.
Oh, mirage. Yeah. I mean, for sure. He's hit 199 since 2020. All hot pockets are accepted. All right.
Like, yes, absolutely.
We'll take him in any flavor. And Gary Sanchez is demonstrably better than what Austin Nola is doing and has done. By the way, not only over the course of this year, but you could kind of make an argument for last year offensively as well. Gary Sanchez is not a great defensive catcher.
No.
And those warts show up over time.
Yes.
So that's something I kind of keep in the back of my mind. But you know, he's a right-handed bat with a little pop, and a little pop is all you need out of the bottom of the Padres lineup to turn it into a functional lineup. They haven't had a little pop. They've had three outs in a row, you know, over and over again. And that's what the problem has been. Part of the dysfunction of the Padres lineup has been the bottom of the lineup does nothing, so the top of the lineup has no one to drive in, and then they need to all work together, and usually they have not done that. But we've seen it a lot more over the course of the last road trip. And if Fernando Tatis Jr. is going to start hitting, You hope if Machado's coming back tonight, like everyone says, that he's back healthy and able to drive the ball. You've got a chance, knock wood, I got wood over here, to get something going and to win another series.
Settle down over there.
The month of May, Craig, was a very bizarre one for the San Diego Padres. They had a 10-16 record and a positive 12 run differential over the course of the month. You don't usually see that combination.
Great ERA as
well.
Baseball.
Best ERA in baseball for the month. If we just looked at the last 2 weeks, would anybody be that concerned about the San Diego Padres? If there wasn't the context of the slow start for some guys and everything that happened before that, if we were just looking last two and a half weeks of the Padres, we'd be going, yeah, they're doing fine. There's, you know, there's no real concerns about this team right now.
You know, if you just looked at the last 2-3 weeks of my relationship with that girl, yeah. everything was great if you ignored
right
everything that happened before it. You can't ignore everything that happened before it, Ben.
He likes, yeah, he likes that bit.
But I mean, trending is important. I'm not saying that it doesn't count. It does count what happened before. But what's trending is the most important thing for a team right now. And the trend-wise is not that as concerning as what we saw earlier. Things look better. The offense is starting to get going. Pitchers like Blake Snell and Joe Musgrove are starting to look more like they're looking.
Yep.
It just doesn't feel like I'm right on the knife's edge of, oh, everything is about to fall apart with this team anymore.
I mean, but ask me when it was 1-0 down.
Yes.
Yesterday.
Same.
In the third, and the Padres were getting completely shoved by Jesus Luzardo. And, you know, you're going, oh, my God, they could lose this series. They could lose two series on this road trip. Is the offense going to show up? And then it showed up. Explosive offense counts just as much as dripping in one run every inning. And the Padres need to be more explosive. Showing that explosiveness is tremendous. Getting marginal production. Let's not forget Brandon Dixon getting actual hits for this team. We had an argument on last night's Padres Hot Tub. Should Carpenter or Dixon start today at DH? And I get that the platoon matchup says Carpenter. I would start Dixon.
I'm with you.
He's hot. He's hitting the homer. He's hitting the ball to right field too, Woodsy.
Yeah, hot hand. And by the way, his swings yesterday looked 50 times better than they did before.
I'm gonna make a counterpoint to both of you, just because there's a good chance Manny Machado is back, which means I think Rougned Odor might be the designated hitter for the Padres in the game tonight.
Well, it does feel better, though, guys, to have options in Odor, in Dixon, that now have a taste
and now
of some
in
success.
Sanchez and Sanchez as a potential DH on days when Austin Nola is behind the plate.
This feels that all the depth we were freaking, not that it's solved by any means, because
the names won't blow you away.
They're
swinging it well.
They're swinging it good right now. So I do feel a touch better about it. I'm sure you do as well, Craig.
Well, absolutely. And it's, you know, it's sometimes I feel like Bob Melvin is the guy trying to keep the nuclear reactor in between the levels. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because the pitching's been running so hot, but you get to the point where those rods start to get exposed and you might have a chance of a meltdown over there. So you need the offense to be that cooling water that helps to soothe the pitching staff and to allow them to occasionally struggle and you're still able to get by. If the offense is starting to fill in that gap, if the water's starting to fill up in there in the reservoir of offense, that's going to help this team bank wins. And you know, I'll break it down very simply because I think it's super attainable and it's something you can track. There's 34 games between now and the end of the start of the All-Star break. Padres need to win 20 of those games.
Yeah.
They got to go 20-14. That's at a minimum. Okay. Now, would I like them to win 20 games in the month of June alone? Yes. Could they do it?
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Absolutely.
They could. They could get on a roll and they could do that. But 20-14 would get you to 2 games over .500 at the All-Star break. You're not in the doldrums. You're moving in the right direction, as you were talking about, Ben. You're trending positively now over 6 weeks, not just over a game or two, which has really been the Padres' problem this year, is a good game, a terrible game, a good game,
yes,
no offense at all. So, you know, if you can do that, then you're going to be in position where you can make a small move where you're not selling out a Jackson Merrill or one of the key pieces in the farm system and improving the team enough to be a good, solid playoff team like we were last year. If you don't make that 20-win mark from here on out, are you really going to sell something big at 500 or below 500 where you're really pushing to get a 2 out of 3 on the road? Like, is that the right thing to do for the organization? So I think now is the time. Like, oh, it's early? No. Now is time. You got to win 20 of the next 34 games.
Yeah, at least. That's such a good point, Craig. I like that you went in the number there. Talking to our pal Craig Elston here on Ben and Woods this morning. And, you know, by literally all accounts, everyone is saying this trade deadline could be – there's so much parity right now, Craig, in the NL. This trade deadline could be incredibly boring. So you do want to get to a point where you don't need – I got to go out and get, like you said, here's Salas and Merrill for Corbin Burns, who's not pitching well right now at all. You don't want to do that. You want to be able to say, oh, yeah, we could add this bat, this outfielder, this bullpen arm, and let's let the chips fall where they may with our $300 million payroll. So I like that point a lot. And the road is ahead of them, man. They just got to start winning a ton of games. I hope June is their month.
Yeah, and you know, just the last little button I would put on that is when this team was struggling, you got a small glimpse of a dark potential future, which is having a lot of veterans that start to play badly together that are all locked into long-term deals. And when you're looking around going, what can we do to improve the team? There's very few things you can do because you're laden with a high salary already, and that's 4 players who aren't performing.
Yep.
Keeping pieces like Merrill and Salas extends the window for the Padres, offers them alternatives, offers them the opportunity to move off of guys on the big league roster, as opposed to assuming that they're all going to be here for the next 5 years. And I think that's really, really important that we don't paint ourselves completely in a corner unless we absolutely have to, or it's the move that wins you a World Series.
Paul says, I think you should leave, Craig, so we'll talk to you next week. Oh, no, wait.
That's, you got one.
That's your Crossing Streams recommendation this Friday. I think you should leave.
And you know, you guys were just talking about your favorite comedy movies coming in, and I offer a lot of comedy streaming television options for you here in this segment. Without question, the funniest show on streaming television is I Think You Should Leave, with Tim Robinson, his sketch comedy show on Netflix that's in its 3rd season. I recommended it a year ago, I think. And nothing makes me like laugh out loud, guffaw, snort, like just a show that continuously will put you on your heels and make you laugh. This is a sketch comedy show that is incredibly fast moving. The average episode runtime is about 19 minutes, and they flow into each other that you just don't want to stop. You want to watch all 6 in a row, and I did. And it's one laugh after another. Tim Robinson is incredible, plastic-faced, always puts himself in ludicrous situations, short sketches where somebody takes a premise and pushes it, you know, insanely far. He's a meme factory. So many of the memes that you've, you know, for those of us who have abandoned Twitter, you've no longer seen but used to see all the time, him in the hot dog suit, you know, who've crashed the hot dog car into the store going, we're all wondering who did this, you know. It's just insane, crazy comedy. And no, it's not highbrow.
Ben, it's not Arthur.
Yeah, it's not English wit, and I love English wit.
He loves English wit.
But I Think You Should Leave is just, it's the funniest, silliest, craziest show that you absolutely must watch.
Ben often gets caught.
Hugh Grant.
No, Ben often gets caught between the moon and New York City when it comes to his comedies, certainly.
Dudley Moore.
God. It was like 100 years
ago. I watched with, we had it on at home, and I watched like 4 of the sketches. 3 of them where I was like, this is stupid. I think one of them I actually did laugh out loud. That's not a bad, you know what, for comedy, that's not the worst batting average. It's like baseball. If you're hitting 300 in comedy, you're probably doing pretty well.
Yeah.
Very, right. And especially sketches that are going fast. where it's not a 4-minute blog like Saturday Night Live.
Saturday
Night
Live's been batting like 160 for 20 years on what is actually funny on that show. But hey, when it hits, it hits, and it's dang funny still.
Yeah, I absolutely love it. Couldn't recommend it more. I think you should leave 3 seasons. You could literally watch them all like in a day if you wanted to. It's that quick and it's that fun.
And now I think you should leave, Craig, because we're out of time.
We are out of time.
Yeah, but that's fair.
We literally think you should leave. We love you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Craig. Craig Elston with us, Crossing Streams podcast, Padres Hot Tub on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. Also, this hour on The Fan is brought to you by Cars.com. Whether you're looking for the perfect summer road trip car or something you can zip around in, visit Cars.com today. They have over 2 million cars for your 2 million summer possibilities. Head to Cars.com. Check out the possibilities. Cars.com. Where to next? Which is a good question for this program as well. Where to next?
You mentioned
on Ben and Woods.
You mentioned Ted Lasso. You've been watching Ted Lasso. It's lost me a little bit, but I've finished. And that's a comedy that you enjoy.
I do.
Very much.
I do. I don't know if I enjoy the comedy or just kind of the feel-good
aspect. It's a feel-good aspect
of it more.
Yeah, because the comedy kind of sucks lately.
There's some funny moments here and there, but I kind of like the feel-good aspect.
It does make you feel good.
Also, when we come back, I have a birthday shout-out today.
Okay. The shout-out
show. I'll tell you who it's for. It's my wife's birthday.
Oh, it is today. I did not know that.
She's doing the weirdest thing for her birthday.
Can't wait to hear it.
I will let you know. When we come back on San Diego's
titillating
number
tease.
One sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.